I'm ready to go tear down and go home.
All right, we are joined in the media center with our pro stock motorcycle champion, Andrew Hines. Andrew, on your way to victory today, you defeated Michael Ray. Michael Ray, Scotty Polachek, Hector Arana Jr., and then Kieran Stover in the final round today. Walk us through how your day went.
Well, it was a tough day. You know, we were sitting around during that rainstorm yesterday talking about this pro stock motorcycle class and how stacked it is right now. And if you look at the top 10 in the qualifying order, I mean, any one of those people could be number one at any given time. You just never know when that's going to happen. So these races right now, they're hard fought, hard earned. You know, we had a great motorcycle all season long, winning 7 of the first 9 events or whatever it was. And coming in this weekend, we were figuring we were behind the 8-ball for some reason. The White Alligator Suzukis, they've been fast here the last few races, and trying to figure out where they're picking it up versus where we're losing it. Seemed like our motorcycle was untunable. You know, whether we could make the changes on the laptop, we wouldn't see the results on the racetrack. So brainstorming back at the shop with my brother Matt, my dad, and everybody on the team, just trying to figure out what we could do different. You know, we kind of took the entire setup that had won all those races early in the year and threw it out the window and parked those parts on the shelf and said, hey, let's try this something new, and came here kind of blind. And first round off the trailer, smoked the tire with a bad tire. That's just a bad call on my part. Used the same family, same batch of tire that smoked the tire in Chicago. Never should have done that, so that kind of put me behind on tuning a little bit on my side of the team. So luckily with having Angel on the team and Eddie, we got a lot of data coming back every single qualifying session, so pick away at it. And you know, charging through eliminations day. Michael Ray, I've ran him the last couple races. You never know what he's going to do on the starting line. He's, you know, trying to play blocker for Matt Smith and pick up some money for him and take out some people for some points. So got by him, and that was a fortunate one because I rolled up there for that first round. And everybody goes out there with their Grippo machine, but on these motorcycles, you kind of have a Grippo with your handlebars. You know, you can get up there and you can turn the front tire and say, this is really good. And that's, I said, this is too good. I'm going to just stick the tire, and then it's just going to jump off the ground and then blow the tire off. And I kind of rolled my hand back on the clutch and said, okay, I need a couple more hundreds than I would typically go first round, and came up 29, and I almost needed it. You know, it jumped off the ground, and I thought I was going to lose, but I was able to track him down with the Harley horsepower and high gear. And moving through the day, though, you know, it's tough. You got a Matt Smith bike and then another Matt Smith bike with Scotty Polachek. Obviously, Matt can put down some big speed with those bodies and the horsepower he has. And then the semifinals, you know, it's a Hector versus Harley matchup, which is kind of the chronicle here of the last couple of years. And Hector's always tough, but I got a gimme on that one, I guess. I saw the red bulb turn on and just tried to think what I could do. You know, really focus on the motorcycle at that point. I see the red bulb turn on, and it seems like I get more in tune with the motorcycle. Kind of sit there and realize as it's going through the gear, where is it struggling, where is it pulling, and then kind of correlate that information back with the data that I see to see, where can we improve on this? Where is it struggling in the tune-up in each gear? And got back to the trailer, and it kind of correlated with what my brain G-meter said and what I felt by seat of the pants, and said, okay, what we did there was not right, and we need to find something to even have a chance against Karen. She waxed us in St. Louis and got her first win in a few years, and we didn't want that to happen again. So to come out in the final, it left the starting line pretty fantastic, and probably my best leave of the entire weekend, my best 330 number. And I saw the bulbs go off on the tree. I'm like, I got a really good chance here. Because when you see a blink go off on the tree, it's like, okay, you know you got a pretty good chunk. And the wind light should come on fairly easily. Motorcycle ran significantly better in the final. And it's really nice to see a wind light come on after, you know, we haven't had a dry spell. It's just been these last four races. Those White Alligator bikes have really turned that switch and figured out how to drop their sandbags off, I guess. And it's nice to get back in a winner's circle. Our guys deserve it. They work hard. It's not, we're not coming here dominating these races. We just find a way to pick away at the tune-up all weekend long, and low ET for our team, top speed for our team in the final round. That's what we love.
Unfortunately, we had some rain yesterday. Did that give you more time to kind of look at things, or do you all watch football and hang out?
No, we looked at a lot of different aspects, trying to figure out what we could do for a tune-up, and then this morning we came up and we were studying the track before Top Fuel and trying to figure out what we could do to leave on what the track looked like. But, of course, we made all the wrong calls. We got up here, the track was fantastic, and that's where first round my clutch really struggled. But you start dissecting and trying to find those thousands that you need all through what you think you missed. You know, piece together every qualifying session and say, what can we pick up, you know, the top of third gear, the bottom of fourth gear, in the middle of fifth gear, you start piecing it all together, and it pays its dividends on Sunday, or Monday in this case.
Yeah. Questions?
Adam Funk from Speedsport. You said it yourself, you won that last race in a hole shot. Do you care if you win that race in a hole shot, or is it more gratifying to win it with just straight horsepower, or do you care if you're taking home a Wally? Does it really matter?
I really like seeing the wind light come on, but I really enjoy crushing them. You know, like when we can go out there and have 300-400s on them, that's what I enjoy, because our team, it's just a reflection of how good our team's been doing. We were in that position here maybe in the middle of the season. We were running pretty good where we'd have 200-300s on people going in the final round, but the way Karen's bike's been running, she had 400s on me going in the final round, so I had my hand rolled back on the clutch lever trying to get everything I could. I was hoping I was going to come up 00, and I came up 40, so I don't know what the heck happened there. But it's nice to earn them as a rider also on a hole shot. I won the semifinals in St. Louis over Steve Johnson on a hole shot, which was by a couple hundredths, and that was, you know, a 15 light. So I'm not too proud of a 41 light in the final, but it still turned the wind light on. And here in Charlotte, I've won a lot of races in lane 2. I always look down this table and see lane 2, but today we won one in lane 1. That's pretty cool.
Steve was asked the same question, so I'm curious here from your perspective. What is it that makes you so good here?
I don't know. I said that at the end of the track. I said if I could bottle it up and sell it and bottle a Mellow Yellow, then we'd be doing really good. But this track, I'm not really certain. I mean, when I first came here, I almost hated it because I think it took 4 years before I even got out of the first round. It was just it was a really – and I won a few races. It was like a love-hate relationship. And then since 2013, it's kind of really turned the tables, and I've – been able to figure out how to win in the 4-wide, which was, I guess, more of a rider aspect with the different staging techniques and things like that, adapting to it quicker. But my bike just loves this little bit of a downhill racetrack, this air and this general area of the country, I guess. But whatever it is, I really can't pinpoint it, but we just always seem to find a way to get up here with a yellow hat.
Thank you.